Thanks for tuning in to Beats Research Radio, a podcast and YouTube channel that aims to disseminate science and research to the community. My name is Nicole, an undergraduate student at the University of Ottawa, and I'll be your host on today's episode. Joining us is Dr. Si Huang, assistant professor in the Faculty of Medicine, Department of Molecular Genetics at the University of Toronto, senior scientist at the Sick Kids Hospital, and Tier 2 Canada Research Chair in Cancer Biophysics. Dr. Huang's research combines electrophysiology, cell biology, and genetic screening techniques using fruit flies, mice, and patient tumor samples to study the biophysical basis of brain tumors. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Huang.
Thank you, Nicole, for the introduction. Very happy to be here.
And we're so happy to have you. So to begin, your lab does a lot of work and research on ion channels in cancer development. For those who may not know, do you mind briefly explaining what ion channels are and why they're important for healthy cells?
Yeah, for sure. Ion channels are very fascinating type of proteins. As you know, that in pretty much every cell in our body, or in animal, in plants, organisms, there are different ion species like potassium, calcium, sodium, chloride. And ion channels are the type of protein that sit on the cell membrane and perceive physical chemical stimulations. And when a proper amount of stimulation occurs on the cell membrane, the ion channel will open or close. And the opening and closing of the ion channel will regulate the efflux or influx of ion species. So you can imagine that if there's a flow of different ions, that will create a sort of electrical flow. And that electrical signal will further trigger chemical signal inside the cells and regulate many, many different cell processes. For example, ion channel can regulate how much cell division happens, how much cell movement there is. And ion channel regulate our heart beating, essentially how our nerve cell transmit neural impulse. Essentially, ion channel regulate everything typically that's going on in our body.
Oh, so you mentioned how there are like many different ion channels and how ion channels are in every type of cell, but just how do these ion channels appear to change or work differently in cancer cells?
Right. So, we always say that cancers or developmental processes goes wrong. So what cancer cell, typically does is they sort of reutilize many of the normal cellular processes in a very different way or in a wrong way. So as I mentioned, ion channels are very important to regulate many cell normal behaviors. So during development, we have stem cell, for example, and the stem cell need to divide, and the progeny of stem cells will give rise to progenitor cells and then further differentiate into many different cell types. So that's how normal development goes. Cancer recapitulate many of the same processes, but during all these different cell processes, ion channels are also reutilized by cancer cells in maybe slightly different ways. But what we found is ion channels can also regulate how much cell division happens. So that directly relates to how much tumor growth that will eventually occur. Or different type of channels might regulate how fast or how slow or the directionality of cell movement. So that relates to how cancer or tumor metastasize to a different side of the body. And some of the ongoing work also suggests that channels might regulate how cancer cells will respond to chemotherapy. So essentially there are diverse role of ion channels in cancers, and we are learning more and more of those processes.
So one of the specific roles that your research team found through studying piezo-1 ion channels was how glioma tumor cells proliferate and gradually began to stiffen. So why was understanding this mechanism of tumor tissue stiffening really important?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Because I know that we are going to do a mentoring session later. Actually, while I was looking through literature that relates to our research, I learned that many hundreds of years ago, the pronunciation of cancer in ancient Chinese is the same as a rock. It's pronounced as I, but when people refer to rock, it's also pronounced as I. And the reason is people, you know, many, many hundreds of years ago already know that in certain type of solid tumors, for example, breast cancer, the tissue will become hardened and more hardened, essentially look like a rock. And that is really the tissue stiffening process that you just mentioned that we were interested in that particular study. So people notice that the tissue stiffness or tissue hardening occurs in many type of solid tumors, including glioblastoma, which is the very aggressive type of primary brain tumor. But for a very long time, people don't know exactly what is the molecular sensor. So what is the molecule on the cell surface to sense that changed tissue stiffness? For example, integrin complex has been shown to play very important roles, but are there additional molecular sensors that's present to perceive this tissue stiffness and in turn drive tumor progression? That's a big question in the field. So we were very curious about whether the mechanosensitive ion channel named piezo is involved in the sensing part of the process in tumor. And long story short, we found out indeed piezo one ion channel is a very important molecular sensor on the surface of brain tumor cells to sense the tissue stiffening and then the drive tumor growth. And this is actually a reciprocal process. So when the piezo-1 sense tissue stiffening in glioblastoma, it drives tumor growth, but in the same time, it also drives further tissue stiffening. So it's a vicious circle. So, you know, one important implication for our study is that if you target this piezo channel, then you can perhaps break this vicious circle as a way to treat brain cancer.
And for the final question that I had for you, what is the therapeutic potential that lies within ion channels that could potentially reduce brain tumor growth?
Yeah, so you probably know this, you know, ion channels are actually a huge class of so-called druggable proteins. So it's been estimated that more than 15% of US FDA approved drug to treat all kinds of human diseases, those drugs have a primary target as ion channels. So ion channels are highly druggable. They're very successful drug targets to alleviate human suffering. But quite surprisingly, at least to me, that ion channels are not traditionally studied as a drug targets in cancer, and more so in brain cancer. So we are very interested in studying basically all kinds of a diverse role of channel that play in brain tumor initiation, maintenance, progression, drug response, et cetera. And indeed, in our published works and unpublished projects going on in the lab, we found that, you know, we could identify very selective few of ion channel that play a very important and critical role during all these different processes. It's our job to identify what channel it is that's critical for a particular type of brain tumor, no matter it's glioblastoma or medulloblastoma, and what is the therapeutic time window for us to target the ion channel. So some channels are important for tumor initiation, meaning that if you target that in the early phase of tumorigenesis, it will be successful to suppress tumor growth. But some of the channels are important only when you apply therapeutic drug, for example, chemotherapy or irradiation. So if that's the case, then we're talking about potentially developing combination therapy by developing that channel. And a very interesting ongoing work in the lab suggests that a particular channel regulates blood-brain barrier permeability. So that's a tissue barrier that you need to overcome to deliver other chemotherapy drugs. So really what we know about ion channel in brain cancer is just tip of iceberg, and we are very excited to develop more angle of knowing how channel works in cancer, particularly in brain cancer, and further develop a relevant therapy to help the patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really hope to see one day where ion channels can be used to really target and treat these brain cancer tumors and really develop less invasive therapies for patients.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Dr. Huang, for agreeing to this interview today.
Thank you, Nicole. Happy to do this.
Yeah, and on behalf of our radio director, Dr. Amelia Alarcon, and the entire Beats Research Radio team, thank you, Dr. Huang, for joining us today. And thank you to all Beats listeners for your time. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram channels at Beats Research.